He's so captivating that after his debut with the Fantastic Four, the Black Panther becomes a regular guest star. From 1966 to 1968, he appeared in the pages of Fantastic Four and the Tales of Suspense as the go-to guy for all things heroic. Johnny Storm needs an airship? Cool. T'Challa's got it. Need vibranium bracelets to defeat Claw? He's on that too. Psycho Man is giving you trouble? T'Challa's got your six. Captain America solving a mystery? Here's an airship, homie. Pull up to Wakanda. He's got all the details. I'm not making any of this up, y'all. This all happens over the course of those 2 years. But it's not all it seems for our prince.
I mean, okay, so you talk about a character that is bred to become king eventually, right? I mean, he's a genius. Like, he's a technological genius. He's at top physical condition. He's like one of the richest men in the world, right? So he's what everybody wants to be. And he doesn't want to be it totally, right? Which is, I think, a really interesting conundrum. It's like, man, what are you talking about? You're king. It's like, yeah, but it's not everything it's cracked up to be, right? So it's almost like the grass is always greener kind of scenario. And I think that, yeah, you have to have something, a major character point like that to balance all of the awesomeness that he is.
Stan Lee uses this conundrum to put Black Panther on the main stage.
Marvel Entertainment and SiriusXM present The History of Marvel Comics, Black Panther, hosted by Nick Stone. Hear it first Monday, February 14th, exclusively on the SXM app, or by subscribing to Marvel Podcasts Unlimited on Apple Podcasts, and coming soon everywhere. Learn more at SiriusXM.com/Black Panther.